You're listening to Sith Disturbers, more jammed transmissions from the Farce users at the Tumbling Saber Podcast. Proud member of the Star Wars Commonwealth Network.
Fasten all seatbelts. Seal all entrances and exits. Close all shops in the mall. Cancel the free-range circus. Secure all animals in the zoo.
Give me that, you petty excuse for an officer.
Here come the Sith Disturbers.
Sir, had you better buckle up?
Buckle this.
Sith Disturbers podcast.
Go!
If you haven't been to our website, get your brains out of your feet and visit StarWarsCommonwealth.com and take your first steps into a larger world.
Hey everybody, welcome to the first installment of Sith Disturbers. Glad to have you here with us. I'm Kyle.
I'm Corey.
And I'm James.
Oh, lovely to see you guys here again. What the hell are we going to talk about this week? Probably we should have thought this out a little bit better, but anyway, we're glad you're here. We're going to talk some more Star Wars. We're going to talk about a few other things, and we're going to have some fun doing it. So if you've been listening to the Tumbling Saber podcast, you know how the drill works. We usually talk news. That is not what this show is. This is other things, mostly related to Star Wars. But for now, let's touch on something that we all kind of talk about mostly off air, but sometimes on. And this Sunday, we saw the return of The Walking Dead. And somebody, I haven't seen it yet. I'm pretty sure you guys haven't seen it. Somebody's head got caved in by Lucille, the Louisville Slugger. And the episode aired not too long ago. So the answer is out there now. I still don't know who it is. I don't care to know until I watch
it. I'll tell you. Hang on.
You guys have any?
Let me just look on Twitter here.
No, I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Corey, you're the worst. The worst.
Man, you want to know, James? I'll tell you.
Don't tell me.
Block your ears.
I swear, you're the worst.
You're fired. You're fired if you tell us who it is.
That was the worst Trump ever.
Oh yeah, I know.
Were you doing the Cobra with your hand at least?
Of course. No, but really, I'll fire you if you spoil it.
Yeah, let me just open up Twitter here, just so I can know.
You're going for it?
I don't really care. I whatever. I'm so far behind on this show. I hear great.
So I can't even ask you. I can't even ask you who you think got
well,
it.
Well, I you can, because there's a lot of speculation on the internet out there, on Twitter and Facebook. But I do hear that I'm sorry to say it like this, but if it's the Asian guy, I hear there's going to be quite an uproar.
The Asian guy.
I don't know their names. I don't know any of their names. Not even the main guy.
That would be Glenn.
Okay, well, if Glenn gets...
I thought you used to watch The Walking Dead.
No, I have not seen one episode.
Oh, man.
You know, horror really turned me off back in the day after I saw Saw. I just...
Are you stuttering?
Really got back into it.
Are you stuttering,
no.
Corey? Oh, after you saw Saw? Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, just basically, I just left the theater feeling, like, not good about myself and said, why would I do this? Like, so I don't really watch horror too much anymore, to be honest. I don't know if I consider this so much horror. Like, I'm very intrigued, and most of my very good friends that I trust say that it's amazing, so I'd like to get into it at one point, but I've come to terms with the fact that if anything, like, I will be spoiled. There's no way I can avoid it at this point, the way people talk about it.
Well, in the comic books, it is quote unquote the Asian guy that gets it. Glenn is the first victim of Negan's Louisville barbed wire wrapped Louisville Slugger, and I don't know who. Like I said, I don't know who gets it in the season 7 premiere. But I'm gonna stick with Glenn. I think it's him. He nearly died so many times in season 6 that I don't think he can keep avoiding.
Is 9 lives around?
Exactly. I don't think he can keep just avoiding death like that.
What, like, because I hadn't seen the show. Like, I think I might have seen one clip of it or whatever, but It's not like it hits him once, I think. I think he hits him, like, repeatedly.
Repeatedly. Yeah, and each time you hear, like, a little more of a squish, more of a squish, and then sort of like a watermelon shatters, and the lights go out. Ooh. Yeah, it's pretty grisly.
To say the least.
I can only imagine what that scene will look like from, you know, the regular point of view, because James, how far behind are you? I don't know if you're out on this show. I know you were in at some point. You would binge it, but I don't know. Is this sort of like a done deal for you?
Well, I'm pretty far behind to try to pretend like I'm not going to find this out before I watch it. I'm like 3 seasons behind, but I'm not trying to find out.
I'll let you know, James. Don't worry.
Yeah, I know you will. You're the worst, Corey. The worst.
In case you haven't noticed, Corey is the worst. So yeah, the season 6 finale ends with a point of view shot of whoever gets
it. I've heard.
You don't know.
I know what's going on. I'm up to date on the who shot JR.
Is there any like reference points, like JFK style, where like if you see it from that person's point of view, that you can kind of like see other people that eliminate characters from the equation?
If you think Star Wars fans can go in depth, you haven't seen anything. It's crazy how, oh well, the lighting is like this and the angles of that, and it's mad. It's mad how the Walking Dead fans broke this down 6 ways from Sunday to try and come to a conclusion of to who didn't get it or who definitely did get it. And if Negan is anything like the comic book version, apparently he does not kill women or children. And I don't know if they'll keep that part of the character in the series, but I saw the little red light recording on my PVR, so it's there waiting for me. So I have to check that out sooner than later, because I don't want to be spoiled.
Don't talk to Corey. He's the worst.
The worst.
You should probably have your wives read my messages. I'll just like drop something in there one day. Hey, guys. No.
Don't even.
Sometimes, a lot of the time, I do it by accident, but, you know, for the most part, I really don't, you know.
Doo-doo.
Like I said last time, James, I had respect to ask you enough, you know. I didn't just say like, hey, guess what?
I like.
You'd be a great clickbait writer.
No way. Well, maybe I would be, but I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't speak that low.
This show is way more fun because we're tired.
I like the way James phrased it earlier.
We're dads.
We could write awesome clickbait stuff, but it would be true still.
Well, then it's not clickbait.
Sure it is. We just write it properly.
But clickbait is not written properly. That's what makes it clickbait.
No, we had this discussion, like, you can kind of word it in a way that you could still make it intriguing to the fan. It's more a matter of getting a scoop on the news as opposed to...
Yeah, but I think Kyle's implying that there's now a negative connotation on the word clickbait itself, and you can't have good clickbait.
Yeah, when people start making t-shirts about it and stuff, for sure, it gets that connotation.
Who would do that? Although, if somebody did make a anti-clickbait shirt, I'm sure it would sell like crazy.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's a great idea.
On tpublic.com/tumblingsaber, you should check it out.
I would do that. So, James, do you have a guess? Just for the record, do you have a guess as to who gets their skull bashed in?
Who knows for sure? I'm actually going to say maybe there's 2 dead, like Abraham and Glenn. But who knows?
All right. So Glenn's dead. We'll see if that bears out.
I'll tell you something I do know, or maybe you don't even want to know this. But like, I know what the reaction has been on Twitter in terms of like... If this is a hot episode or not.
Do you want to know, Kyle?
No, I will talk about my own experience. I just quickly went through my Facebook timeline, not looking for spoilers, but I did see a couple people post, man, that was an intense episode. Welcome back, hashtag The Walking Dead. Just that sort of tone. People consider it enough. My friends don't post spoilers on my timeline. That's it. I have good friends.
Or you unfriend people who are stupid.
I've not really done that yet.
Oh, I have.
I don't know any Trump. I don't know any Trump supporters. I don't think.
You know what's something interesting too, Kyle? Well, not interesting, but touching upon this last night. You know, Lately, I've been trying to live tweet Rebels a bit, you know, with a consideration, trying not to throw in spoilers and stuff. So, like I said, there's like 7 minutes left in the episode, and there's still so much to happen. And I go on Twitter to try and post something, and someone posts the last image of the episode, like the absolute last image. So it kind of gave away quite a bit. And I'm like, seriously? Like, I didn't write the person, but I was about to be like, seriously, man? Like, what's your problem? Like, you can't wait 7 minutes?
Well, I can't remember what it was, but somebody once posted a pretty full-on spoilery image. Was it from Rebels? I can't remember what it was from. I was like, dude, a lot of people haven't seen this yet. Like, maybe just give it a couple days? And the reply was, well, I'm not going to wait for everybody on the planet to see it. So I didn't say that. I said, just, you know, why don't you just let it air out for, you know, maybe a day or two?
Yeah, it's true.
Some people just don't care.
No, but especially the last scene, you know, like seriously.
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on here. We got a big finale to talk about here. We talked about the season premiere of The Walking Dead. Now we're gonna talk about the finale of the epic rap battle among the Star Wars Commonwealth. James, you and Rob have been duking it out, landing haymakers. And we're wrapping it up here.
Ha.
If you head over to Talk Star Wars, you can hear Rob's final verse, and we'll have James's reply coming up here in a second. But James, you want to preface this?
Yeah, I mean, anybody who's caught last few of our episodes, or you know, the boys across the pond at Talk Star Wars last few episodes, Rob and I have been playfully jousting lyrically, putting a 2 minute verse here, 2 minute verse there, back and forth. I've got the last say, seeing as how I've got more experience at this, and I set it up that way.
No, it's rigged. Rob was kind enough.
This whole thing is rigged.
No, at the beginning you said,
I didn't give him a choice.
He took his bow and said,
"Yeah, that's right." I just said you should go first, and he was like, "Oh, okay, I'm the challenger. I'll go first." But it's the last one, so we said we'd go three times back and forth. He put his last one up this week, and hopefully everybody took a listen. We'll play it anyways right before mine, and then put up my last 2 minutes. Really had a fun time with this, and anybody who enjoyed it, please feel free to comment.
And I hope you guys put together, when it's all said and done, this is the last one, you should make an audio clip of the back and forth of, I guess it would come up to what, about 12 minutes?
Yeah, you're right. It's about 13 minutes all told, and definitely we'll link it all up for anybody who wants to watch all of them back to back to back to back. It honestly, yeah, I mean, that's
perfect. It's car only ride to work.
Yeah, it should make Star Wars fans laugh. There's quite a few Star Wars references, Lord of the Rings references too in there. Kyle, I don't think you've heard this last verse yet. Is that what you said?
Yeah,
sweet.
I mean, I'm always sort of, you know, in and out of the conversations, and apparently I miss more than one thing, so I've got more paying attention to do next time.
No, tune out more, because usually I give these things to you a bunch of days in advance, and you get to digest it before you give me your reaction. This will be more candid, and I'll get to see what you really think. So here we go.
Cool. All right, so let's check out the finale right now, and we'll bid adieu. We'll throw some dirt on the epic rap battle.
So it's round two, battle lines have been drawn. We're using our brains in place of raw brawn. There's only one of me, not four, but I'll thrive, born to survive. Right off the bat, you want to lecture me on research. I've done a bunch of reading, my name will not be besmirched. But as a man who's ready to share of the written word, why'd I have to draw the short straw, the token nerd? I know you think that I'm the lamb of the slaughter, but I'm just glad you didn't do three verses about water. Not to knock the dude, he's a legend, no doubt. But if you're trying to emulate, you cut your own workout. And don't try to brush it off, that was foul stuff I heard. talking, logging with an enter, that's my trigger word. Don't be surprised if I go off for 12 rounds, dropping lyrically intricate sounds. And your threats are falling on deaf ears, sorry to sound cheap, but even with no hands, I'd land safe on both feet. I don't drop balls, not done so since puberty, but you're not gonna use sports just to get through to me. Our battleground is chosen, we're having a flow off, so if you forgive me, I think it's key that we show off. Goliath, I presume, is meant to dismember me, but wasn't it Sun Tzu who said to know your enemy? See, I've been doing research more than you know, James. I watch your great YouTube vids or one-player games, but I'm in versus mode, I'm aiming for fatality, but from the Mortal Kombat perspective, just for clarity. I didn't want you checking outside for threats, even though I could cover the distance in just 12 steps. It's the big leagues now, we're not playing touch, but trying not to worry about it too much. We're both friends at the end of the day, long as there's mutual respect, it'll stay that way.
Smirch? No, your name should just be Lurch. I drop deep verse so hard, I make the beat burst. When it comes to your nightmares, I'm the worst. Spit rivers through these whiskers and you jumped in feet first. Your flow's wet, but my flow's wetter. Should've known better. Go-getters, we get the most cheddar. I'll put you through the ringer like an old sweater. If you're a Scotch Bonnet Rob, I'm a Force Ghost Pepper. For the record, I don't start fights, I finish them. MC step to me, I diminish them till they're under my thumb and I'm squishing them. Paint word picture so clear you'll envision them. Now I'm swishing them, nothing but net. Stepped in the ring with the champ, now you're dripping with sweat. And I'm willing to bet that you live to regret pinning a crazy train against a mental jet. You're just a gentle pet, I got a lion's mane. No one can rhyme the same, cause my mind's insane. I hit the highest plane, like no one has, bro. So call me Hasbro, I got all kinds of game. Now while you play with your package and unbox some toys, I'll spit some bars about my tumbling saber boys. Brothers Corey and Kyle, total yin and yang. Kyle always on point, Corey does his thing. Corey's got lots of talents, make you drool when he cook. So high on life, even you would need a stool just to look. Kyle's got more Star Wars knowledge than a school full of books. Dude clearly went to college, he's no fool of a took. You went and called yourself an underdog. Well, it's no wonder, Rob, you're all Loki like Loki. And I'm the Thunder God like Aragorn and Thorin. I've got a regal beard, throw Thorin, cause I rock the mic like Mjolnir. Or maybe Excalibur, cause I'm the next caliber. You're JD from Scrubs, I'm more JD Salinger. But I'm a good sport and good will ambassador, so I'ma flip the script and pay tribute to the challenger. I'm not gonna finish this lethal spanking, cause Palpacino lived up to his evil ranking. You rhymed as cold as Christmas snow on Aretha Franklin. Got more respect for you, Rob, than Aretha Franklin. No need to thank me, just get comfy and rest. Like weed that's dank, I'm both funky and fresh. And when it comes to winning battles, here's a fact that's always true. Like a Jedi, you can bet I never try, I always do. Verse 3 in the books. Good times, Robbie. Good times.
And that's a wrap on the epic rap battle of the Star Wars Commonwealth, guys. You killed it, man.
Yeah.
That was so good, so funny.
And a lot of work, man. Like, seriously, this is, now that it's all said and done, like, I can't give both you and Rob enough praise. Like, I don't care if it was just us who heard it. But anyone out there who heard it, I'm sure at one point you made their day, because it's just genius. There's a line in there for everybody, and it's just so well thought out on both parts.
Hey, thanks, Corey. Yeah, if I don't know if we made anybody's day, but even if we made people smile a little bit, that was the point. It was fun for us. We really self-indulgent. Writing rap battles for me is like, I don't know, playtime. It's like going to the park. I really have fun with that stuff.
For sure.
Yeah, and I mean, like, you're kind of a seasoned vet at this now, so it's probably unfair of me to ask you. So I'd like to ask Rob at some point, but this was probably really challenging for somebody who's not done this before. It's got to be pretty tough to write, you know, never mind a verse, but how long is this technically in terms of writing?
I found it super challenging. It's funny that I'm the seasoned veteran. Like I know Rob definitely has way less experience, but the fact that I'm the seasoned veteran just means like I've written 5 or 6 joke songs before, which you know really isn't very much. So I had a really hard time. It took me a really long time to write this stuff. Yeah, I'm really slow at writing lyrics. Super slow.
To write the way you guys write, though, I could see it taking time. You know, like you can write other things that can, you know, you can get to your point quicker, but not as fun. But another big part of it, too, is the performance. Like both you guys, you know, just putting yourselves out there and actually, like, you know how hard it is for some guys to sing, you know, like.
Yeah, well, it's not really singing, but I know what you mean. Like, definitely, even just hearing your own voice, like the first time you hear your own voice, everybody hates it pretty much. So you got to get over that and then find your sort of your comfort place where you can just yell at the microphone and not care. It's true.
Yeah, yell at the microphone and not care.
Yeah, Rob had to.
That's a good attitude to have.
Rob had to do it in his like living room with his girlfriend around, and she apparently the first time he did it, she was like, "No,
yeah,
no."
Oh yes, this is happening.
It's one of those act now, think later.
Yeah, but you know, we had a really fun time with it. So feedback, welcome and appreciate it even.
And this is going to go up on YouTube somewhere, right?
Yeah,
in its entirety.
I actually filmed some video content to put up at some point. I don't know if Rob's done it yet, but he probably will too, and we'll throw it up on someone's YouTube channel eventually. Keep you posted.
And we'll pump that link when it comes out there. But hats off to you guys. That's that is a hell of a thing you did.
Yeah, thanks, guys. And before we move on, I just want to say to Rob, you know, one last time, way to go, man. This was really fun. Thanks for making this project happen with me. We did this really just for laughs, and we made ourselves laugh a lot, and we've made anybody else laugh along the way. That's great. But yeah, I made a friend along the way. I really enjoyed doing this, and hopefully we get to do something again in the future. You know, it really was a good time for us.
You think there'll be a sequel, or you think there'll be a different iteration of this, or you're going to put this on ice for a while and let the juices sort of regenerate?
Yeah, we'll definitely ice it for a while. Rob said, you know, if for whatever reason there's a reason, you know, a need to do more in the future, he'd be game. Maybe something similar but different, or who knows. But yeah, we'll ice it for a bit and wait for the feedback to come in.
In the bare minimum, at least, in the least, an annual thing.
Yeah, who knows? No, maybe we'll do. Who knows? Maybe we'll do. I like to do like a Weird Al kind of project and get Paul to animate it.
That would be sweet.
Yeah, like do a Star Wars song for maybe the new movies. And Paul's, you know, our buddy Paul is extremely talented with the animation. So that might be a project I'd like to work on with Rob. Quick sidebar there. Anybody who hasn't checked out Paulytoon, PAULYTOON. On YouTube, do yourself a favor, check him out. He's a stud, and he'll make you laugh for sure. Who knows?
Yeah, I think Paul would be a good podcaster.
Paul loves podcasts. I bet you he listens. He's the kind of guy who would like secretly listen to this podcast and never tell me. But he listens to a lot of podcasts.
I think the next one should involve Kyle, Mark, myself, Steven, and Paul.
Yep.
Look at Corey just, you know, volunteering everybody's time.
Go. No. I don't think it. You're just like, if you're like time. No, you're just like, I'm not going there.
Well, my next podcast is with the wife. That's that much I'm committed to.
I thought you might be joining us on the show tonight. Who's clinking beers in the background? Is that you, okay, Corey?
Yep.
Nice. What are you drinking tonight?
Look at this guy drink.
I'm putting it in the case.
Oh, finished?
He's already drank it all.
Exactly.
All right, Corey. Let's dive into the meat of our topic here for the show. It's a little bit of a dive into whatever Twitter poll we have hanging out there that week. So, what was yours this week?
Mine was, I wanted to get another just general one out there. They've been doing pretty well lately. And yeah, this one did really well. We got 344 votes.
Look at the size of that thing.
Super stoked about that. Thank you, everyone, Boom. For the retweets.
Yeah, that's like a good 31 good retweets.
Yeah.
That's a new record.
Yeah, that's a new record. Our next closest, I think, was 338. So we were close. I was watching it, and you know, I sat back once it got wings. Like, you know, the right people get involved. Like, thank you very much, Random Mittable, Astromech. Like, you guys really help give these things like the momentum they need to take flight. So anyway, here it goes. It's hashtag Star Wars. Who's your absolute favorite Rebel Resistance pilot? So you can comment for others, as in Elo Asti, Porkins, Hobby, Jansen, Jess Pava, anyone. And your options were Poe Dameron, Wedge Antilles, Biggs Darklighter, and Nian Numb. So I just want to start by saying
Wait, you're forgetting somebody.
No. I said Poe, Wedge.
You didn't say Wedge.
I said Poe.
You didn't say Wedge.
I did. Poe, nope. Wedge, Biggs, and Nian Numb.
Nah, you skipped.
Okay.
You didn't say Wedge.
We're going to bet on this.
And even if you did, I'm going to edit it out just so that I'm right.
I have the recording still. Don't you forget it. All right. So anyway, as soon as I hit post on this thing, I said, I knew there was someone literally lingering in the back of my mind. And it was Hera Syndulla. But I didn't say anything. And I said, someone's going to say something about this. And again, this particular poll got a lot of feedback from the Star Wars community, in the sense that like there were so many comments and so many different people talking about it that I was so happy to see the interaction. And someone finally did mention Hera, and I was like, yeah, you got it. Like, she definitely should have been on this list, because you had pointed out, Kyle, that it kind of almost points you in the solely fighter direction.
Well, yeah, like when you look at everybody that you listed as Elo Asti, Porkins, Hobby, Jansen, Jess Pava, Poe, Wedge, Biggs, Nian Numb, these are all guys that fly, you know, single-person starfighters, which Hera does do at one point, but you know, we all know her as the pilot of the Ghost. So I think you painted, and it's not a fault.
No, you just have
to
get...
But you painted a picture.
It's even for myself. I painted the picture for myself because I fooled myself. And in hindsight, I only thought of Hera. But again, I thought about it more and I said, why not? Like, people can get creative. I just figured it out for myself. Other people can think about it. People ask me, can I say Han or Lando? And I said, whatever you want, man. Like, it's up to you.
Okay, so, well, go ahead and give us the results here.
Okay, so... I love the numbers really do change the statistics, because again, Wedge was on top for a good long time, up into like the 150 marker, and then it was even, and Poe came out on top by, he came in at 40%, Wedge came in at 36, Nian Numb came in at 16, and Biggs came in at 8. Now I'm kind of happy to see that Nian Numb took out Biggs. Just because, you know, he's a survivor.
Now, Biggs is a chump.
Yeah.
Biggs is a chump.
He could have a bigger role.
And I have to say, like, this is not Monday morning quarterbacking. This poll went pretty much exactly as I predicted. The order, I nailed this poll. I thought Poe would win by a bigger margin. But the 1 through 4, I completely nailed it. I'm surprised that Biggs got 8%.
Yeah, Harris should have been in his place. And I think... it would have still rang
in. Oh, if you put Hera there?
I think Poe would have still
If you run
on
this
top.
Poll again, geez, I don't know if Poe comes on top if you put Hera there.
Really?
He might, just because, man, I don't know. It depends on who's voting. If it's people who watch Rebels, if all 344 people that vote are also Rebels viewers, I think Hera, you know, runs away with it. But if it's... you know, people who watch the movies, if casual fans or even passing fans sort of catch wind of this, oh, I'll take a flyer on this poll. Oh, that Poe guy was pretty cool. I don't know who these other guys are. Then I think Poe wins it. But yeah, Hera would definitely make this poll much closer.
It's interesting.
It was a two-dog race that was really close.
Yeah, and there was like lots of, in the comments, like, people said Elo, people said Porkins, people said Hobby, people said Jansen, Dak. Like, it was so cool.
Well, you know what? I'll say this about Wedge. I had a quick... well, actually, I read a blog this week of a friend of ours. I can't remember the guy's Twitter handle, but it's worth finding because he has a excellent, excellent Star Wars blog. What is it now? Give me a second. So at Boxerless Bosk.
Yeah.
Has an excellent, excellent Star Wars blog. One of my favorite reads. And he posted something that I was already thinking. So I'm not saying he's stealing my thoughts. But he wrote a blog this week about how he believes that Wedge is going to die in the upcoming Empire's End book, which is the final chapter of the Chuck Wendig trilogy.
Yes.
And you know, I'm two books into it. Corey, you're about to hop in. And what you're going to find is that Wedge is really the only, I guess, original trilogy character to have a decent role in the first Aftermath book. And he's in part two quite prominently again. And, well, part three is yet to be told. But I think this is going to be the end of Wedge Antilles in this book.
No.
We all know he's not in the movies. Dennis Lawson turned down the opportunity to come back. So I think it's... These books, I mean, this is a three-part book. Or a three-part story. It's going to be 1,000-plus pages when it's all said and done. There's going to have to be some kind of consequence for the good guys. And I think Wedge is going to pay the price. What do you think about that?
I got two questions for you in that regard. If, say, I had ran this poll after, say that this is the case and Wedge does die in this, does it give him enough Star Wars street cred to overcome Poe in the sense that he dies in a blaze of glory? Or, again, multi-pronged question, if he were to have been in The Force Awakens, would he have overtaken if Poe was in there as well, but Wedge was there? If Eric Larson had decided to sign on to The Force Awakens, would that have changed things?
I like the slip of the tongue there. You're thinking Amazing Spider-Man circa 1992 with your Eric Larson comment.
Sorry.
I would say that yes, if Wedge was in The Force Awakens, I would think he'd win the poll. I think he would have surpassed Poe. Because, I mean, don't forget, there's probably a lot of fans, younger fans voting, who have no nostalgic connection to Wedge.
And
that's just my guess.
I have more than the average person, too, because I read, I think, six books of the Rogue Squadron series, which took place not too long after Jedi.
Like six books or like... Half of six books.
No, all six books. I used to be, big on that shit.
So, James, did you vote in this poll?
I did. Wedge. I like Poe.
Yes.
But his ship does, like, unnatural things.
Yeah, but I would expect original, like, I went with Poe, but I would expect a large number of people in our age group to have gone with the nostalgic... original trilogy pick.
Yeah, I did it for nostalgia for sure. And I don't like the way Poe's ship moves in that move in The Force Awakens. He should be dead from G-forces.
His innards should... Oh, wait. Corey's got hot takes on how all this is not a problem. But his insides should be completely liquefied.
Absolutely, I wanted to know one thing, if you guys ever noticed this, because I have the Black Series like X-Wing, like the miniature one that's like die-cast steel. Like you... Like, his X-Wing is, like, super modified compared to the other ones. Like, have you noticed that? It's not the same X-Wing whatsoever. It's one S-foil that splits in two instead of, like, there being four. It's two that split into four.
Yeah, I hear you.
It looks a lot more, like, sleeker, customized.
And you think that saves him from having his innards and his bones turned to dust? From the G-forces? Yep.
If you could travel through hyperspace, you could figure out atmospheric conditions.
Well, it's best not to ask questions, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Or you could ask questions and never get an answer.
Well, no, I don't like the defense. Well, the defense of like this other thing doesn't make sense, so that's okay. The thing I don't like the...
I know what you mean.
So, like, whatever, basically, you guys don't think that, like, you know, say humans do progress. You don't think at one point you don't think we'd ever be able to do what we want in our atmosphere in a way without experiencing the G forces. You don't think there's a way around stuff like that?
I think absolutely you can evolve to the point where your own body can't propel you to G forces that would render you even unconscious. Like you can't run so fast that you'd knock yourself out with G's. But if you got but if you got into a machine, I don't think that what you're saying holds weight. I think that that machine should have knocked him out. It's not a big point for me, but just his machine moved particularly, and they wanted to make it look like, you know, he was really killing it as a pilot. I get why they, you know, but his machine, his vehicle moved in a way that was unnatural. The way it even changed directions. Never mind what it done to his body. Like,
I know Kyle would call me crazy in this point, but I really almost think that this is canon, Kyle. Like, you'd confirm this more than me, but from what I remember, that there's some canon comic stuff where basically Luke and Poe's mom get the last force trees, and one of them's planted outside of Poe's house when he's growing up.
Correct.
So I don't know, that kind of...
What are you getting at? Are you going to try and tell me that maybe Poe is a Jedi or Force blessed or something like that?
Yeah, like blessed. I don't think he's a Force user, but there's something about him. Like I would think having that kind of tree planted in your front yard might bestow some kind of like blessing upon you, especially if there's only like one or two left in the galaxy.
I would agree with that, Corey. I think that there could be something special about Poe because of that.
Yeah, he's a warrior. He's like, you know, like he's a chosen one in a way, you know, like the Force has chosen him to.
Oh, here we go.
No, not like that. Not, but like, you know, it's the wills of the Force. Like he's a character that is drawn into the action.
Sure. There could be something to that. Well, that was fun.
That was fun.
I'm glad we all got that off our chest. What else do you want to get off your chest before we put a pin in Sith Disturbers Part 1?
How much time we got? 10 seconds or 10 minutes?
I would say we have closer to 10 minutes than 10 seconds.
Okay, so if you guys could go back in time and see any of the movies in their premiere, any of the movies, any of the seven in the saga, which one would you go back and see? How old would you make yourself? And, you know, explain your answer a little bit. Like, you could go back as an adult and see, like, you know, episode one, A New Hope, as you now. Or you could go back as a 6-year-old or a 10-year-old, or, you know, whatever age is most sort of magic to you.
Oof, that's a good question.
Wow.
All right. I got... Yeah, go for it, go.
Go ahead, Corey. Right. No, I have nothing yet.
I would say, like, I would totally... it's hard for me to take back what I saw in The Phantom Menace. Everything was so perfect at the time in my life. Like, Kyle, I think that year was 21. I was 18. It was the year 1999. Like, things were just, you know, we're on the cusp of the millennia. The build-up to it, Kyle and I, 3 years of just hardcore collecting, just reading everything, getting everything we get our hands on. That was really special for me. So when that came to a culmination, already having known Star Wars lore and lived it most part of my life was really special to me. So it's hard to take that away. So that was a big one. But I'd like to be 11 years old and see the 77 premiere. And then again, 3 years later, you're 14, you see Empire. Boom. Like, mind blown.
Yeah, 11 and 14 would be two great ages. And I like how you doubled up and you get to... I assumed you were coming back after the movie in your time machine, but nice loophole. You get to see two movies. I'll tell you my answer while you think about it, too. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, just the age thing you said, you know, like...
Yeah, no, the age changes the answer. That's what I was going to get into. If I go back as myself, my answer is different than if I can go back and change my age. Because if I go back as myself, I go back and see Empire, and I go back and see, like, the reveal, and I watch like, everybody's reaction at the same time, like, learning it for the first time. But if I go back, if I get to change my age, I also choose A New Hope. And I go back as like, yeah, I think a 12-year-old to see A New Hope in the theaters for the first time.
Yeah. Because then the rest of the trilogy just falls into place with like your age, and you're just like, you become, when you become like, what is it? You'd be 14, then you'd be 17 when Jedi comes out. You'd be a man almost, you know?
Yeah, like Luke.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a lot to be said to going back in time and seeing the original as a child on the big screen. And that's kind of where my instinctually knee jerk, I want to say, I'd go back as like a 9-year-old And see A New Hope and just be part of that hysteria. Well, you know what? I don't know. How much hysteria was there really? I don't.
If you want hysteria, you'd got to go to see the premiere of Empire if you want hysteria. I don't think you get hysteria if you're at the premiere of A New Hope. I think you get a lot of excitement, but hysteria is too much, I think.
Yeah, because I mean, it obviously racked in a ton of dough at the box office back in the day. So a lot of people were going to see it, and there was certainly a buzz surrounding it. Yeah, I mean, Empire being my favorite movie, I think I would have liked to have gone back as like a, you know, as a teenager, I was like, whatever I was into, I was obsessively into. And so I think if I had gone back, you know, as sort of like a 17 to 19 year old, like late teen years, and seen Empire,
it'd be fun to watch people know I am your father. That would be fun. To be there to watch people's minds go, what?
Yeah, it's funny that none of us said like I'd go back as a whatever age to get the answer.
Yeah,
to whether or not that was true. Like we're all choosing to leave ourselves in the lurch, as desperate as all of us sit here now, wondering like who Ray's parents are, and we want to know so bad. Like we would do anything right now to have the answer, but yet we're all choosing to go put ourselves into a situation where we'd be having that same question, that same nagging question on our mind forever.
I asked the boys over at Talk Star Wars, so we'll see if they come up with similar answers.
Cool. And I mean, none of us picked the prequels, although, you know, for me, like nothing will really ever replace my experience and the excitement coming from The Phantom Menace.
Agreed. That for me is a life changer. I was at the premiere as well with I saw that, you know, we talked about this, but that one, I, you know, shivers and chills and lots of really good memories from the premiere of that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whenever I listen to that soundtrack or watch the movie, I'm back in 1999. That was a really good summer.
Yeah, me too.
Going to the, you know, I saw Phantom Menace 21 times in cinemas that summer, and a lot of the times I was by myself. Like the first few times I went and I paid, and then I went a whole bunch of times with friends who knew I had already seen it a handful of times, but they paid to take me anyway because they wanted to see it with me. So okay, let's get in the car and drive over there. And then there was, you know, a handful of times where, after work, I've got nothing to do. I would just phone home. Hey, Ma, I'm not coming home for dinner. I'm going to go see Star Wars again. And I would just sit there for 2.5 hours and watch a movie. It was a really good time.
It was. I was working at Annie's. I saw it with Tony a bunch of times.
I think.
Yeah, that was kind of the drill. Go see The Phantom Menace and then go to Annie's. And forget about The Phantom Menace. Okay.
I think touching back on what you guys just said earlier is that I think the boys that talk Star Wars are going to be on the same page as us in the sense that, you know, once you kind of realize that, you know, with the age thing, if you could see A New Hope, then, you know, you're going to get to see Empire too, is right? So,
no, you got to come back after the movie. You get back in your time machine and you come back. Yeah, does that change your answer?
Well, it's hard because if I go back in time and like I got to watch A New Hope before I watch Empire, right? I would like if it does. I would go see Empire then. If I know what's going to happen already, I'd rather see the hype around what happened there.
It's hard to argue with that. That would have been my answer. That's a very close second for me. Empire to see with all the people and all the hype, too. Imagine the hype of opening night of Empire. It was like Beatlemania.
Oh, yeah.
So you know what? As Hab fans, it would have been nice to go back to May of 77, you know? The Habs just won the cup.
Yeah.
Imagine you'd have seen those. You could have maybe gotten a little taste of what it was like to be a Habs fan in the 70s. That could have been a nice little cherry on top.
Mm, yeah, seriously. And you could go back as Corey, we could go back as an 18, 19-year-old and party in Montreal in the 70s.
Yeah. I saw a picture the other day. Someone posted, it might have even been you, James. Someone posted a picture of like the difference between 1960s St. Catherine to now. And it was so beautiful. Like every building on the strip from like miles had neon lighting.
It was gorgeous. Really cool, eh?
Live nudes.
Lots, that neon sign? Lots of live nudes.
No, just anything. Like any advertising was done in neon. So cool.
All right. Well, let's put a pin in the show right here. Up at 45 minutes. So I think we've given the people a taste.
Perfect.
Hopefully they like what they taste. Thanks for listening, everybody. Let us know what you think of Sith Disturbers. Let us know what you would like us to talk about on this particular show. You can do so by reaching out to us on Twitter at Tumbling Saber. Corey, you're at
Chop Rules with a Z.
And James O.
Tommy Bombadil 1.
Excellent. And otherwise, we're on Facebook and Instagram. Check us out there. And hit us up on iTunes. Leave us a review. We'd love you forever for that. And we'll catch you again all real soon.
Thank you for listening to the Sith Disturbers podcast. Brought to you by the Warped Minds at the Tumbling Saber. Proud member of the Star Wars Commonwealth Network. Visit StarWarsCommonwealth.com and take your first step into a larger world.